We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
12 o'clock in the Delaware Valley. John Johnson, he's in for Ray Ditcher. Ray's going to be back tomorrow. Busy day for me tomorrow. 10 to noon with Ray. And then countdown to kickoff at 1 o'clock from the stadium, followed by the pregame with the cast of thousands. Always love doing that. It's going to be a great crowd tomorrow, all leading up to Eagles New England Patriots at 4:25. The challenge for the Eagles is they are going to be without a large number of injured players. And one of those who's unfortunate, I'm sorry to say, his career is looks like it's over, is Darren Sproles. Dr. Mark Pollard, our friend from Cooper Bone and Joint, is with us. Now, how you doing, Doc? How's your weekend?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much. Great weekend.
Good. Well, you're in better shape than the Eagles right now. And I want to go here because Darren Sproles is a guy we never really got to see his best in this town, but we appreciated him for what he did here, and certainly look at a great NFL career, and it's over. So there's been some debate about his injury, and you're the man who can clarify it for us, because, and John, you might be able to help me better. Was it initially listed as a quadricep, and then it moved to a hip flexor?
It was a quad on the injury Eagles injury list all along. It wasn't until the announcement that he was done for the year that we found out about that it was named a hip flexor.
And there are some who say that's the same injury. That's the same thing. Is that the same thing?
Yes and no.
Okay.
The hip flexor region is essentially a group of muscles that allow you to flex your hip. Kind of move your hip as if you're kicking something.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the iliopsoas is kind of the deep muscle, but also the a muscle called the rectus femoris, which is part of your quadriceps. So your quads actually cross two joints. They cross the knee joint to allow you to straighten your knee out, but that one part of the quad muscle actually does cross the hip joint and does help out with the hip flexion. So that's one of the, again, the quad, the rectus femoris part of the quad muscle is the part that can get injured, and that's probably the reason why there was some confusion.
Okay. He's a 36-year-old running back. John, what did you say? He's been out for 36 of the last 48 games, or will be at the end of the season. I am guessing that a torn muscle in your hip flexor, quad area, whichever it is a tough one to come back from, particularly when you're a 36-year-old running back. Fair to think?
Yeah, I think, you know, with these so-called hip flexor strains, there's, as with any injury, there's a variety of severity from, you know, the mild tweaks, you know, where just a couple muscle fibers are injured and that can just take a week or two to recover from, to a full tear, which, you know, can take 6 weeks, 12 weeks. And even in rare cases, sometimes surgery is considered to hook the muscle back up.
Dr. Pollard, I have a quick question about another player on this Eagles team, Jordan, the running back Jordan Howard, who wasn't cleared for contact all week long at practice because he has a stinger. Now, I'm just curious. You know, he wasn't listed as out for Sunday. He's listed as questionable, despite not having full contact all week. What is the best way to nurse a stinger? And do you think it's something that, you know, what the course of action the Eagles have taken will leave him in the best position to play Sunday?
Yeah, you know, a stinger is essentially just, you know, stretching of the nerves as they're coming out of the neck on the side of the arm, causes, you know, the arm to kind of go dead for a period of time. And, you know, oftentimes if it's somebody's first experience with a stinger, you know, as soon as you have all the sensation and strength back and the arm doesn't hurt, you can go back to the activity. You know, essentially, you know, hopefully there's not some kind of residual symptom that is taking longer to come back, which would indicate that maybe it's a little bit more than just a routine stinger. But, you know, essentially you just rest and avoid irritating the nerve again to hopefully allow it to recover faster.
Well, Dr. Pardo, the Eagles brought in Jay Ajayi to replace Darren Sproles, so there's a very good possibility we'll be talking to you about him in the next few weeks. Because
I hope not either,
but durability is not the key there. Dr. Pollard, thanks so much. Have a great week, man.
Thanks, you too.
All right, there you go. So we talk to the doctors from Cooper Bone and Joint every week. I know Angelo's got a feature on his show as well. And then there are some weeks where, like, hey, we got nothing to talk about. Mm-hmm. We'll always find something, right? But maybe it's March, Flyers and Sixers, everybody's pretty healthy. It's like, yeah, we're okay. This year with the Eagles,
There's always something. Well, there's no shortage whatsoever.
Nah, there's too much.
It's certainly, and this, I mean, well, I guess, you know, this is something you have to judge by years, not just a single season. But there has been a lot of criticism about how these injuries are handled. I mean, and Deshaun being that numero uno about, you know, let's nurse it, and there's a really good chance you're going to tear it completely off the bone the moment you step back on a competitive football field. Boy, if that wasn't mismanaged from the get-go.
So is that on him? Because to me, that's on him. To me, I assume they said, here are the options. Here's the likelihood of what happens with the different treatments. And mm-hmm. that's a player, and I think pretty much they had said
I realize,
this is what he decided to do.
No, I realize times have changed. However, I've been witness to players who have had similar injuries who are of vital importance to a franchise, and the general manager and coach talk to the player and say, listen, these are your options, but I'm telling you right now, it's not going to improve. Our best advice to you, get the surgery so you're back with us by the second half of the season and talk them up about how important they are and how much you need them. And then end it with, we're not putting you on the field until you're fully healthy, and this is the way you're going to get healthy. Mm-hmm. So I don't know how it was managed. We don't know for certain. But we know what we do know is that it was handled incorrectly to get to this point where you got nothing out of him now. Nothing at all. A wasted season.
Yeah, you got nothing. Let's get Jeremy here in Plymouth Meeting. Jeremy, you're on with John and Glenn. What's going on?
What's up, guys? How you doing?
We're great.
Yeah, man. I had like this theory here that we're signing these players and players are getting hurt, and I think Howard will be a game time decision. And yeah, if he plays or not, I think we're using that as his advantage to, like, kind of psych out the Patriots.
I don't know. Hold on 1 second. John, Bill Belichick's lying in bed tonight, nodding off, thinking about tomorrow's game. Would you say psyched out? Is that what the word
there
is?
There is nothing you can ever do to psych out Bill Belichick,
I don't think Bill's going to lose one wink of sleep.
I don't think that, like, psyched out is the right word, but I think, like, kind of throw them off. Like, obviously, we went, almost 2 weeks of planning for Jordan Howard to play, and then we signed Ajayi. But on the other side of that, my real point is I'm more excited about the signing of Jordan Matthews than Ajayi, because football is a mental game. I think Carson he's extraordinarily happy to be back with Jordan Matthews. He has such a rapport with him, and I think that alone is going to give Carson like a morale boost, and maybe the whole offense a morale boost, and effectively play better. I think I just keep thinking, when I think of Jordan Matthews, I keep thinking that, like, that last second touchdown pass. I think it was 2014 or 15 when we played the Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
It was the game winner.
Yeah, Glenn, I don't know about you. For Carson, Jeremy, you're probably right. It probably gives him a little bit of, a little bit more relief to know he has a familiar face, who he has a good rapport with. But Jordan Matthews couldn't keep a job anywhere for a reason.
I know. Yeah, he kind of came to San Francisco. He spent, 3 days in New England?
Yeah, there's a reason he was unemployed.
Don't even know that they gave him a playbook. Jeremy, give us the best or worst second act in Philadelphia sports.
I'm going to go with Cliff Lee.
Ooh.
Wow.
That's pretty good. Hang in there.
That is a name I never even considered, Cliff Lee.
Oh, man. I remember when they traded him. Right. I remember the day. So they announced, we got Roy Halladay. Mm-hmm. And it's like, holy moly. That was the greatest news ever. Right? And like 3 hours later, I'm on the air. That's when I'm doing whatever I was doing. 2 to 6? 1 to 6?
Mm-hmm.
They were long shows. And we're still on the air. It's like, oh, wait, the Phillies have made another move. Another move. Yeah, they traded Cliff Lee. Ruben Amaro said that They needed to replenish the farm system. So they traded Cliff Lee, if you remember, for Filippo Mont. And a bunch of guys who never panned out.
Mm-hmm.
Never panned out, any of those guys. But they got rid of Lee. And then a couple years later, you remember the night they got him back?
I remember finding out. I don't remember the evening. It was late in the evening, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was like 11:30.
I didn't find out until I heard Angelo say it the following morning.
I was about to go to bed, and I don't know if you do the same thing. I always, and I know it's so stupid because it doesn't help me sleep. Right before I go to bed, I always take one last look at my email.
Sure.
One last look at social media, Facebook, Twitter. And as I'm doing it, it's like, hold on, big Phillies announcement coming up.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I guess I'm not going to bed. And they signed Cliff Lee. And I think I was up until like 3 in the morning just because of the excitement over there.
Yeah, I remember that too. It's a shame, boy. Uh-huh. The way that panned out. By the way, during this last alumni weekend, they had the 10-year anniversary of the 2009 Phillies at Citizens Bank Park.
That was his year.
One of the only Phillies to not attend. And they couldn't reach him. They couldn't contact him for an extended period of time.
Is that right?
And once they finally did, he said he couldn't because he had prior obligations, which, come on. Was Cliff Lee. He did not attend.
Wonder what he's up to.
He's not doing anything. He's just a miserable, miserable person. That's what he is.
I don't know about miserable.
Yes, he's a miserable person.
He was a little distant and quiet.
He was a miserable person. He wasn't just quiet, Glenn.
You spend more time in the clubhouse than I do.
Great player, miserable person. We've seen a lot of them.
Yeah, we have.
Yes.
But hold on. I don't want to leave it on that note.
Oh, all right.
Remember that 09 World Series against the Yankees?
I did.
Remember that game one?
I remember that pop-up, the nonchalantly caught on the mound.
Come on, it was great. And then the comebacker?
Uh-huh.
Come on, Cliff Lee.
Yeah, I also remember game, what was it, against St.
Cardinals.
Louis?
It was game, yeah, it was bad. Five.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
And what was his quote?
That's baseball. That's baseball.
Yeah.
That's Cliff Lee.
So apparently he's not going to win. I can cross him off the list here. You're not going to vote for that one?
No, he's not going to win.
Yeah. Sorry, Jeremy.
Maybe if he showed up for alumni weekend because he's so busy.
All right. Let's get Pat in Fishtown. Pat, you're on with John and Glenn. How are you?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
So before I name my player, I just want to talk a little bit about the Sixers really quick.
Mm-hmm.
This whole Brett Brown debacle, it's just mind-numbing. Every time I watch a game, it mystifies me. I don't know what type of offense that they're running.
Mm-hmm.
Because it doesn't seem fluid. It doesn't seem... like they have any idea what they're doing. I mean, it's like they have Embiid at the top, and it seems like they're trying to run it through him, but sometimes when him and Simmons are on the floor at the same time, if they're not running the ball, it just seems like they're bogged down.
The thing is, Pat, there are times because you have a new starting five, once again, there is going to be a feeling out period, and with guys through injury or suspension in this case, you know, it's going to take more time to figure things out. Having said that, these are excuses you can make against upper echelon teams. When you're facing the Oklahoma City Thunder, the 2019-20 Oklahoma
right.
City Thunder, or
different Oklahoma
you know,
City
or
Thunder.
Some of these other teams like Cleveland, who they eked out a win over, or the Orlando Magic. These are teams that even on your worst day, if you're the 76ers, who are one of the favorites in the Eastern Conference, you handily win those games. And if you don't handily win them, you cruise, and then things get close in the closing minutes. There is a lot of issues right now within this roster and within the coaching of said roster. And I hate saying it. I brought it up earlier with Glenn. You know, Brett needs to be, and maybe that ship has sailed. At times, you can't just give your players concepts and let them kind of do their thing. No. With Embiid and Simmons, you have to, at times, settle everything down and say, run this play. Do this. And if they don't do it, say, you get one more chance, and I'm going to sit you for a quarter. He has to be, before it's too late, he's going to go down with the ship is what's going to happen.
And that's one thing I totally agree with. It sometimes it seems like he's not stern with these players. That he tries to be too buddy-buddy or just telling them, you need to do this. You need to – what I'm telling you is this is the offense you have to run.
Yeah, the lack of accountability is certainly becoming more prevalent.
Yeah, totally agree. So the player I want to name is – I'm surprised he didn't get named yet. How about Nicky Foles coming back?
No, that's what we started with.
Yeah, that's
he did. Okay.
Yeah, John Johnson threw that in to begin with.
Yeah, that's the easy one.
That's Nick Foles is the to me. Well, again, Big Daddy and I were the winner of today gets a copy of the Great Book of Philadelphia Sports Lists, and Big Daddy and I did this list for the book, and Nick Foles was number one on the list of the greatest second act in Philadelphia sports history. The one who was number one on the worst second act in Philadelphia history has not been named.
Oh.
And I will tell you, just as a clue, again, you're the judge on this, I'm not, passed through our town within the last 5 years in his second act.
Hmm. Interesting.
But you got one that was, the one you mentioned was toward the top of our list, which was Allen
Iverson.
Yeah,
do you root for Foles still? Do you root for the Jaguars for Nick Foles?
Well, this is the irony. So I hate the coach of the Jaguars because, you know, the team of my youth is the Bills. So I still have a soft spot for the Bills.
Yeah.
Right? If it's ever Eagles, Bills, I root for the Eagles. But the Bills are, you know, that's the team of my youth. And he quit the Bills and walked to Doug Marink. Doug Moron. We've called him. My dad and I have called him a lot of names. You know, my dad wears these scars. My dad is a huge Bulls
I can fan. Only imagine, and this is through your adulthood, how those 4 years treated you in the early 90s.
Oh, gosh, yeah. And so, anyway, it's been very easy for me to root against the Jaguars in recent years. But I love Foles. So I'm rooting for him.
So as long as it doesn't affect the Eagles, you will root for the Jags
Of course.
As long as Foles is at the helm.
Yeah.
You? No, absolutely. Yeah. No, forever.
For
forever. If you're not rooting for him, you're a fool. I mean,
everybody is.
Yeah, you should be.
Nick will never have to buy a meal in Philadelphia for the rest of his life, nor should he.
Right.
Yeah, he's that. 888-729-9494. John Johnson, Glenn Mack now. Delaware Park Racetrack and Casino. Eagles against the Patriots tomorrow, 4:25. John, you still supremely confident?
No. Hold on. I never once said supremely confident.
John says it's a guaranteed lock. He's going to quit his job. That didn't work too well the last time
in
the station did it.
I said I was more confident than you.
Going to quit my job.
I was more confident than you when it comes to this.
Okay.
Who you have it? You know, you have them the dirt on them already.
This might be an exaggeration.
You know, I have the casket open. I'm not in it yet.
You got the patient on the table.
Exactly. And that's how the fan base sees them. The defibrillators are out.
Oh, no.
But they're not being used yet.
Defibrillators?
But they're not being used yet. Nah. They're there just in case.
The way they played the last couple weeks, it's more like they're in PT. They're okay. They're getting better.
I'm sorry. As a Bills, as growing up a Bills fan, are you impressed by that fraud of a Bills team who got whooped by the Eagles the way they did?
Not
and then,
so much.
The reason I'm saying this because
Bears, you play the teams you play.
I know that, but you're still basing it on expectations and where they should be.
I believe they will win the division this year. I still believe that. Do I think they're going to make the Super Bowl? Not today.
No, that can change. Sure, you have
but
to
I
see.
Think they, I think they. I
history I, proves if you get
I will
hot at
walk
the right
up
time.
After the show with you to the next floor here at Delaware Park Racetrack and Casino. And I will make another bet on the Eagles to win the division, which would not be my first this year.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's what kind of shekels we talking here? We talking bank account shekels, or I got $5 in my pocket? Let's try it out.
I think I may have a nice Ben Franklin in my pocket.
What's Ben Franklin on the 50? He's on the 5. Thanks a lot.
I got a couple George Washingtons waiting to bark out.
When you're making a wager with $5,
yeah,
do you go to the machine or do you because you're afraid to go to the actual person
the
who looks at
lot.
You funny?
No.
$5, sir, really?
I bet, but I never bet. You know, during the baseball season when I'm here, I often will bet a game. I'll, look at the schedule for the day and say, I like this pitching matchup. I'm going to bet the Twins or whatever. I'll just pick a game. Usually not the Phillies, but I do that a lot when I'm here. And I'll be honest, my standard bet is $20.
Well, Glenn Mack now.
So I'm not a big better.
Will Glenn Mack now at any point in the near future bet on the San Francisco Giants?
Next year, I might. Oh. I mean, not for the season, but you know, Gardner's going to be
betting
there.
On Gabe.
But, I'm betting on a day.
Oh,
I'm betting
on,
that Gabe won't screw
Gabe.
Up a day. Yeah, we'll see. 888-729-9494. WIP Sports Time is 12:21.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.